All right, guys, welcome back to another episode. My name is Erin. I hope you guys are having a good day. And this week, we're back to our normal format. So last week, I did more of a vlog, and I'm trying to once a month do a vlog where I do something outside of just sitting here and talking to you guys, whether that's doing something new or, a day-to-day thing that maybe I think we all struggle with, and just showing how I do it and seeing if that helps you in any kind of way. I don't know, but that's what that's gonna look like moving forward. Also, if you're new here, my podcast setup is over here, so if you see me looking over here, sometimes I have to move the mouse around a little bit to make sure that it doesn't stop going. So that's what I'm doing if you see me looking this way. But I hope you guys are having a good day, and this week's podcast is, well, first of all, elephant in the room. This happened doing jujitsu, so totally fine, not a big deal, all is well. Gotta love jujitsu, it's great. But anyways, moving on from that, this week's episode, I almost didn't do it, I'll be honest with you. I have been tired, haven't been sleeping very well. I don't sleep very well to begin with since becoming a mom. So like we're almost 6 years in now of not sleeping well, but Kinley has been on this up and down of sleeping and waking up in the middle of the night. And so I just haven't been sleeping. So I've just been tired, and I was kind of in a mood today where I was like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do the podcast. I don't want to work. Like I have work for my other jobs I have to get done. I just don't want to do anything. I almost didn't do it. But I know that I have started and stopped this podcast about 100 times. And this is always why. Because something happens in life. Something comes up, or I've had a rough week. And I'm like, it's okay if I take a week off. And then 1 week turns into 2 weeks, and so on and so forth until we are months and months down the road, and I took time to build an audience, and then I left everybody hanging, and then I have to start all over again every time, and it's just not what I want to do. I don't want to be that person anymore, so I'm here. I'm doing it. I also am having a hard time talking about the subject, not because it's a bad subject, but because it's something I've been struggling with lately, and so I almost changed the subject, and then I was like, no, one of the biggest things I want to come across as is real and honest, and I think, especially on Instagram, that's really like, YouTube and Instagram, the only social media things I'm really on. I do have a Facebook, but I'm not really on there, and you just see, everything is so polished, like everyone's makeup is always done, or they're in really good outfits, or, you know, the videos are exceptional, and they're working out, and they're doing this, and they're influencers, and they always have this positive message or this life message, and it's just, it's so deep when you read it, and blah, 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 blah. And I have a hard time with that, because I don't feel like any of it's real, and I've been there, and I've done that, so I'm not hating on anybody, because it does work, and it does work in the algorithm, and people do like it. Like, I think I gained, like, 300 followers in, like, a month or two by just doing those things, making the videos, making them polished, making them nice, saying the meaningful things or the things I thought people wanted to hear. And just not, I can't do it. It's not me. I can't do it. I can't do it. So anyway, excuse me. I was struggling with today because I was like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. Because when I came up with the subject, so I try and plan my podcast out at least a month in advance. And that way I'm prepared and I have time to read or research or do whatever for them, for you guys. And today's topic is called Daily Bread. And if you don't know, I'm a Christian. My whole family is. I do believe that God died on the cross for us, and 3 days later he rose again, and he will be coming again at some point in time. And if you have completely different beliefs than I do or faith values, that's totally fine. You can stop watching now. I'm not going to preach at you this podcast. Or you can keep watching and just listen, because I often think that the Bible gives us things that can be used in so many areas of our lives, and that's the point, that it is, you know, living, breathing word, and you read it and you use it and it applies in your life. But I struggle with today, the subject, because it's something that I struggle with. So let's talk about this concept of daily bread. So I have been kind of going through, I went through where like I was struggling with my faith for a long time, and I'm still coming out on the other end of that. And I think every Christian does. I think they'd be lying to you if they said that they didn't. And I just remembered kind of getting to this point where I was like, I don't even want to pray. Like, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. And there was a sermon, and I don't remember who preached it. I don't remember. If I remember in this, I will reference them. But it was talking about the Lord's Prayer, and it was going through, you know, they were like, we recite the Lord's Prayer so often, but really what he was doing is giving us an example to pray. So I remembered him talking about that, and I went back and I read through it, and I was like, okay, so we go through it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And I was like, huh, let's dive into that. You know, that kind of stuck with me. I remember, I think the pastor dove into a little bit too. He dove into each individual section throughout the sermon. And because I struggle with phobias and anxiety, it stuck out to me because he talked about your daily bread is not necessarily like actual physical bread, right? Like, you know, give me my daily bread. Like, oh, I just need some bread for today. But oh, it wasn't a book. It wasn't a sermon. Oh, what was the book? Okay, sorry. I'll remember. I'll remember. But he was talking about the fact that we just need to focus on basically what's right in front of us, and it's this idea of living in the present. So asking God for your daily bread is saying, God, just give me what I need for today. Whatever that is, you know, give me the patience that I need for today. Give me the strength that I need for today. Give me the love that I need for today. Give me the bravery that I need for today. And this is something, that I've just been sitting on for such a long time because I think we're such a, I feel like people in my generation, we're so forward focused. Like, what's gonna happen in the future? Where are we going to be? What's going to happen? We start to worry and we build this anxiety and we build this fear around something that hasn't happened yet. At least for me, that's how it is. And I have other friends where we've talked about this. And it struck me to slow down and think about, God, give me my daily bread. So what does it look like? So I sat there, and there are some mornings where it's, God, give me the patience to deal with my children today. Give me the love that my kids need for today, just for today. Because especially as a parent, I think you know that by the end of the day, you're done and you can't think about doing it again another day, right? It's not every day is like that, but there are definite days where it is such a challenge that you're at the end of your rope. You're at the end of the day, you're at the end of your rope and you're done and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be a parent. I'm done. I'm spent. And so in the morning, I wake up and I'm not perfect, but I try to always think about, like, what is the daily bread that I need today? Like, what do I need today? And sometimes it's big things, sometimes it's little things, but also, this sounds silly, I relate everything to health and fitness. I think God just chose to wire my brain that way. Like, I love it so much that I even will take like biblical principles and I'll be like, how can this relate to people or myself and their health and fitness, and how can they relate it and move through it? And I think some of it is because I see so much in the church world, and this is not everyone, this is not a blanket statement, but where you will see people that are so disciplined in their study of the Bible and in their faith and what they believe, but then they are so undisciplined on the physical health side of things. They're extremely overweight. They're extremely unhealthy. And I've always wondered, how can you be so disciplined over here and so undisciplined over here? And so that's when I really started trying to correlate the two of like, has God called us to be disciplined in all areas of our lives? And, if we take care of ourselves, are we honoring him because he gave us our bodies as a gift? And so if we're taking care of them to the best of our abilities and we're being as healthy as possible, and is that honoring him? And I believe it is, and that's an opinion. It's not a fact, it's just an opinion. But when I began to think about focusing on my daily bread, and I've been struggling with this lately, like I said, which is why I don't want to talk about it today. But when I'm doing well, when I'm doing good, and I can really focus on my daily bread, it changes the entire trajectory of my day. And it's waking up and saying, asking God for my daily bread on the things that I need help with, my patience, my kindness, my love, my joy, giving him my fears, like those things. But then also taking it to this side of like, okay, daily bread. It's just what I need for today. It's just today, just these 24 hours, this one day. What do I need for today? And it comes down to like, okay, I just need to go on a walk today. Or I just need to do my one workout today. Or I just need to make sure that I eat healthy today. What am I doing today? What's my daily bread today on the spiritual side, on the physical side, maybe on the mental side, emotional side? And when I can get in the groove of that, it's a game changer. And I think it can be for you too, which is part of why I wanted to share it. It's why I wanted to talk to you guys about it, because I really just want to challenge you, like, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you believe in God or not, or the Bible, if you just took this concept of daily bread, not weekly bread, not monthly bread, just daily bread, what could you do with that? And I think it's so important, like, you look, not to go back to the Bible, but you look at other stories in the Bible, like when the Israelites were in the wilderness and they were given manna from heaven, it was only good for that day. And I think it's because if God would have given it to people for more than a day, they wouldn't rely on him. They would rely on their own accords and their own, they'd be like, well, I did it. And it would become very self-centered and self-focused versus focusing on him and knowing that he is going to supply it and that he is going to give it to you. And so I think that it comes down to the same thing in our personal lives of saying, hey God, I'm asking for my daily bread today because I need you tomorrow, and I need you the next day, and I'm going to need you the next day. And every day I'm going to ask you for my daily bread, and I'm going to lean into you, and I'm going to focus on that. And I think that it builds your relationship with him, and it just causes you to rely on him, and not in a negative way, but in a way of knowing that he's there for you, and that you can trust him to be what you need, and that not what you want, but what you need. Those are two very different things. And I think it also allows you to not get overwhelmed by everything that's going on in the world. And again, you take it over to the non-spiritual side, and I'm not saying it's bad to plan for the future. I'm not saying it's bad to, like, this is what the month is kind of going to look like, or we're planning a vacation for 6 months. I'm not saying any of that. But I think when you look at the daily mundane things, we can get so bogged down. Or, for instance, if you're on a weight loss journey and you have to lose 100 pounds or even 50 pounds, you could sit there and be like, okay, this is gonna take me a year. You could be like, oh my gosh, every day for a year, or almost every day for a year, I'm gonna have to work out. I'm gonna have to, excuse me, track my macros or eat healthy or eat in portions. So for 300 plus days, I'm gonna have to work out and I'm gonna have to do this, I'm gonna have to do that. And it becomes so overwhelming that it's crushing. Like it sits on your chest and you feel like you can't breathe and it's heavy and it's overwhelming and you just begin to panic. And so out of fear, you become immobile and you just don't do anything. You just don't do anything. Versus being like waking up and saying, what do I have to do today? What is my daily bread for today? Today I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna eat protein at every meal, and I'm gonna go to bed early. And that's it. That's all you worry about for today. You don't worry about tomorrow, you don't worry about the next day, you don't worry about a month from now. You say, this is my daily bread for today, I'm taking care of myself. Or maybe it's, I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to sit out in the sunshine, and I'm going to journal. That is your daily bread for today. And you pick your daily bread according to your goals and what you need, and you just focus on getting those done. And if they don't happen, you know what? You wake up the next day and you start with your daily bread again. Because the point of daily bread is you can't hold on to it. It's not going to go stale. It's not going to go bad. You're not keeping it, right? Like if you actually think about a loaf of bread, right? If you just pulled out one slice and ate it for the day, you'd be like, cool, that was my daily bread. But if you took out the entire loaf and you felt like you had to eat it all in one day, or the whole thing just constantly had to sit out, like, and you didn't finish it, right? You're trying to eat the whole loaf, you didn't finish it, so you put it aside, and then you come back the next day and you're working at it, you didn't finish it, eventually it's gonna go stale. Eventually it's gonna get bad. Or maybe eventually you do finish it, but it probably didn't taste very good. It probably wasn't very fresh. It wasn't like a nice, fresh slice out of the bag, right? The whole loaf is just sitting out. It's getting stale. It's getting crunchy. It's getting gross. And it might work for a couple days, like maybe the first 2 or 3 days, that bread is really good. That slice is really good. But after a while, it's not going to be very good anymore. And it's because it's too much at once. It's too much at once versus stopping and just getting that one slice. This is my bread for today. I'm going to eat it. It's also not overwhelming. It's one piece at a time, one day at a time. And I think it's something I need to get back into. I know that for me, my phobias have been a little out of control lately. Not as bad as they used to be. Just it's something that I struggle with. And I think to some degree, I may always deal with it. And that's okay. I think it has helped me relate to people and understand people a little bit better. But I know that when I get out of focusing on my quote daily bread, whether that's spiritual and or physical, I tend to spiral. And I think a lot of people tend to spiral. I think that's something that's pretty common. But I think people just don't address it as that. I don't think they realize that they're trying to eat a whole loaf of bread in a day versus just, or they're eating a whole bakery in a day versus just asking for your daily bread. And so I just want to challenge you guys. I'm not going to talk about this for a long time because it's not a huge concept to wrap your head around. But I'm going to challenge myself, and I'm going to challenge you guys as well to find something spiritually that you're going to start asking for as a daily bread, and something physically that you're going to start doing as a daily bread. And don't get crazy, like 1 to 3 things a day on the physical side, because it has to be attainable and you just have to take it one day at a time. So if you guys are willing, I would love for you to share in the comments what that is going to be. Like I said, maybe it's lifting weights, going to bed early, and drinking 60 ounces of water. Maybe it's praying every morning, reading a Bible verse, and writing a journal entry. Or it can be anything. But I just want to challenge you guys for that. And I know this is a little bit different. I hope it's okay. I hope you like it. We're about to step into March, you guys. It's going to be spring. I'm so excited for it. Oh, that being said. So talking about physical fitness stuff. I do own Driven Fitness, which is an online coaching platform. Where I coach people with one-on-one nutrition as well as daily workout programs. And there's three tracks. There's functional bodybuilding, functional fitness, and express workouts, which are 30 minutes or less. I do all of that for only $5 a month. That's it, $5 a month. Because I don't think good nutrition coaching and fitness should be expensive. I think it should be accessible to anybody. So if you're interested in that at all, please click the link down below. But what made me think of all of that is that starting in March, we are going to do a walking challenge. And so that will also be $5 a month, but it's only for the month of March. And it is just challenges on how far to walk every day. It's something to keep you motivated, to keep you active, because the weather is supposed to be, you know, it should be getting nicer, hopefully, wherever you are. And it can be a great way to have accountability, people to do it with, and something that's not overwhelming, but it's just going on a walk. So if you're interested in that, you can click the link down below as well. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you have a good one. And please, please, please just remember to take things one day at a time. I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.